Whereas my students at the University of Michigan might procrastinate on Sunday afternoons by stalking their crushes on Facebook, when I was a college student in the 1990s, Sunday afternoons were devoted to the drive-by. We'd pile into someone's car wearing cowboy hats or other things we thought put us incognito, and fly past the houses of one new crush, one ex-boyfriend, mixtape blaring over our giddy laughter. Unlike Facebooking, where the most embarrassing spying is surely done alone, the drive-by was never performed solo, and if it was, it was a shameful act, only confessed to friends in a moment of desperation. The drive-by, you see, was a group activity, the older sister of the prank call. What did we see on the drive-by? A car in the driveway, maybe some shadows behind the windows. In short, not much. That was beside the point. The mystery itself was thrilling. Were we seen on the drive-by? Sometimes. Is there anything more conspicuous than a Jeep with wood paneling and five girls inside wearing hats, its tires crunching over newly fallen snow? The risk was part of it. Once, my friend Matri and I got caught in the bushes outside a party. We wanted to know if someone was there before we went inside. Now, of course, we could have texted a friend already there. We could have looked on Facebook, where people willingly announced their whereabouts, down to coordinates and companions. Instead, we peered through windows. Do you see him? Do you see him? This particular time, we made too much noise and were exposed by the very person we are looking for. Such discoveries were common. Two of my friends were found at a party, hiding in one handsome senior's closet. They had been rummaging in his room. For what? To see where the blonde Adonis slept? To discover the sorts of things that accumulated to compose the person he was? Now this list is willingly disclosed and easily accessible on Facebook. We know someone likes Flight of the Conchords or Arcade Fire, but only in the privacy of a bedroom can one find an old Eeyore doll or a drawer full of cartoon-printed boxer shorts. These were the days before public personas. After nights out, we returned home and fell into bed. Darkness enveloped us in secrecy, and if we were alone, it was not with our laptops, but with our longings. And something about this made the Sunday morning conversations all the sweeter. Nothing was revealed until it was revealed. No confessions as status updates, no photos posted of ourselves announcing our activities, no, it's complicated, relationship status to reveal what most of us probably just took for granted. No applications that claimed to let you know who was viewing your profile. It was undeniable then. When we were caught, we were caught. We clambered out of bushes, autumn leaves of gold and auburn stuck in our long hair. We ducked in back seats or tumbled forth from closets. When our prank phone calls were suddenly discovered by the invention of Star 69, we wondered how life would ever be the same.